Do you know what? I live two blocks away from the oldest zoo in the world. And when the dark of evening falls here in Vienna, I can actually hear the lions at the Tiergarten Schönbrunn growling at their babies to lie down and go to sleep. I read somewhere that male lions can spend up to 20 hours a day taking a nap, and that lionesses spend more time awake taking care of the babies, maybe, or possibly just lamenting the fact that the lions are snoring too loudly. I mean, if a lion can roar to a level of 114 decibels, he can surely keep his partner, and maybe even the neighbourhood, awake. Once the muscles in the roof of his mouth relax and the tissues in his throat start to vibrate. It must be pretty challenging for her. She can hardly tell him to change his pillows or to reduce his alcohol intake, which are supposed to be the most common remedies for chronic snoring. I'd say it could get pretty tense in the lion enclosure. Do you know what? During a normal year, we get literally millions of visitors strolling through this city, and an awful lot of them wind up at Schönbrunn at some point during their trip, but they don't have to visit the zoo to see lions. Actually, lions are all over the place here. You can see two sandstone lions guarding the Palace of Justice in Schmerlingplatz. One stands proudly in front of the Hofburg Armory. And if you want to view a particularly docile and friendly feline, just go take a look at the beautiful bronze one that's snuggling up to Marcus Aurelius, right opposite the main fruit and vegetable market. Irony much. I guess that particular one never heard the goss that Marcus was once so determined to please the Roman gods that he actually threw two lions into the Danube. Sad story. Now, where was I? Right, I nearly forgot to tell you that a lion's heels don't touch the ground when it walks. Imagine a lion walking on tippy toes. Sneaky. Very carnivorish. And its paws have soft pads to keep the noise down while it's hunting. Actually, I should say when she's hunting, because she's often hunting when he's sleeping. Yes, we talked about that. Shh. Now, you lie down and go to sleep. I need to go open the window. Thank you so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com.
Josh.
I want to tell everybody that my name is Susan Shea, and you can learn more about Montessori education, the city of Vienna, or nature, or lots of other things at phoneticplanet.com.